because they do not have a mind which reflects on the fact that I am suffering. The mind realizing that I am experiencing something contrary to my will, that's suffering.
So actors don't suffer.
They do not suffer.
But no.
They have pain. Now we can, because of that terrible English language, that's why, sisters, and this is God. God invented three languages, especially. And this is the truth. God invented three languages, Jewish, Greek, and Latin. Well, this is part of our faith. God invented the Jewish language to give Christianity the foundation for our faith. Unless there have been a chosen people, and the chosen people spoke Hebrew, but after a while, Hebrew went out of fashion. But every believing Jew today knows Hebrew. Children, first grade, in fact, kindergarten, in Jewish schools, children in kindergarten learn Hebrew. Because Hebrew is a language, as we know, in which both the prayers of the Jewish people are offered and the Bible is written. Question, is the entire Old Testament written in Hebrew? No. How many books are not in Hebrew? Seven. In what language were they originally written? Greek. And after Christianity got established, the Pharisees, oh, they were smart. Do you know, many of the Pharisees survived the destruction of Jerusalem. They were clever. At any rate, the Pharisees then, in the year 90, called a meeting of the Sanhedrin, 90 AD, and decided the Holy Spirit would never give any revelation except in Hebrew. So they dropped seven books. Name one of those books. The Book of Wisdom. The Book of Ecclesiasticus. The two books of Maccabees. And then, having dropped those seven books from the Old Testament, because they said the Holy Spirit would never inspire revelation in any other language except Hebrew, then they proceeded to retranslate the Hebrew into Greek, because Greek in the first and second centuries of the Christian era, Greek was the language of educated people. And they changed. Oh, do they ever change many words, including in Isaiah 7:14, where Isaiah says, a virgin shall conceive. They changed that word virgin into a young woman. No Hebrew Bible says that a virgin shall conceive. In the 16th century, what do the Protestants do? Oh no. Oh yes. They said, who knows? Who knows the Old Testament better than the Jews? So they dropped the same seven books. Seven books are missing from the Old Testament, both in Judaism and in Protestantism. And now to sell their translations to Catholics, Protestant publishers now add those seven books, but they call them Apocrypha. Apocrypha Maior, divinely revealed. And sisters, I have spoken over the years in Jewish synagogues. I tell these Jews, you are missing seven revealed books. And they did not throw me out of the synagogue. That was it number 13? Next one.
What is number 13?
You see, unfortunately, I did not number these. What number is? What number is penalty?
12.
Number 13 is satisfaction. Have we covered it yet? It's a little long. And these are all infallible doctrines of the Catholic Church. Number 13, satisfaction. And by the way, Frank here is, and today he's going to tell, and make copies for all the sisters, right? Of these two pages, because sisters, so I have my own shorthand. And, well, it saves time. But also, well, people don't usually understand what my shorthand means. Satisfaction. You'll all get copies of this tomorrow, okay? If anyone says, 13, if anyone says that satisfaction for sins as to their temporal punishment is in no way made to God, by the punishments inflicted by him and patiently borne, or even those imposed by the priest, or even those voluntarily undertaken as by fasts, prayers, almsgiving, or other works of piety, and that therefore the best penance is merely a new life. Anyone who says that is a heretic. Canon 13. And this is crucially important. Sisters, I did not know this, of course, also believe it. Well, the Lord is putting it in my life, which I think I told you sometime. I have been in the Society of Jesus now 61 years, plus September 30 days, October 31. That's 61. Today is 25th. So that's 86 days. I've been in religious life 61 years and 86 days.